670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon. Coming up on 2 o'clock from the Score Update Studio.
10 seconds remaining. La Mamba misses a three from the right side. Is this going to happen? Garrett the rebound. Providence will allow Billy Garrett Jr. to dribble out the clock, and it has happened. DePaul knocks off 11th-ranked Providence. Blue Demons 77. Friars 70.
The Score's very own Zach Zedman with the call. 11th-ranked Providence becomes the highest-ranked team DePaul has beaten since upsetting number 5 Kansas back in 2006. A signature win for Blue Demons head coach Dave Lato.
Sometimes, in the back of my mind, I'm not a believer. I get rocked, too, with punches when you lose. But at the same point in time, you got to understand, in any game, and this is college basketball, that you've got to, as I tell the guys every day, you got to play the next play, and in this case, play the next game. And, if you don't believe, it's not going to happen.
DePaul has now beaten two top 25 teams since Lato returned as head coach. The Blue Demons at Creighton Saturday, 12:45 start right here on the Score. Tonight, Illinois at Rutgers. That game begins at 5:30 right here on the Score. Bulls in Sacramento this evening. They dropped 5 of their last 6 to teams from the Western Conference, while the Kings are 7-3 against Eastern Conference teams at home. Hockey: Blackhawks with a day off after beating Colorado last night without Jonathan Toews. The Hawks resume action tomorrow in Arizona. They've got a 3-point lead over Dallas in the Central. The NHL suspends Calgary defenseman Dennis Wiedemann for 20 games, his punishment for hitting a linesman last week. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you'll save a fistful of dollars. Join the Score at Tank's Pub in Blue Island next Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. and have your chance to light the lamp and score a Lids gift card, all while drinking Coors Light. I'm Zach Zedman. You're listening to the exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 50 when the Broncos take on the Panthers. Coverage on Super Bowl Sunday begins at 3 p.m. on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This our Budget Man Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And at 2 o'clock on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score, Boers and Bernstein, we have a very special guest sitting across from us, and we've lost his little friend.
Well,
his little friend is gone. What do we do now? His buddy's gone.
I don't think that Randy Grimes, the former Tampa Bay Buccaneers center, is responsible for the whereabouts.
Yes, he is.
I am not.
Of former Broncos receiver Vance Johnson, even though they worked together.
You lost him. He was right there. And
I can't believe him. Usually I can't shut him up. Being a former Bronco, he's in his element right now, telling everybody how great the Broncos are and how great he was.
All they did was lose Super Bowls, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to let you take that up with him.
Oh, I will. Oh, believe it.
Because he's going to have a reason why.
Believe it. Now, it's interesting that you're here because of the current climate in the NFL, especially involving some players that I know that the average Boers and Bernstein listener cares about. You are part of a group called the Pro Recovery Team that you and Vance have been talking about addiction and substance abuse, particularly for former NFL players.
Right, 7 years we've been doing this. Or I've been doing this. 7 years promoting recovery and sobriety in the NFL.
Jim McMahon recently was talking about his difficulty, and obviously the brain injury component is, while separate, also perhaps interlinked the more we know about some of the disorder, how it manifests itself. But Jim McMahon thinks he's found a magic bullet in marijuana, and you roll your eyes.
Well, I roll my eyes only because I work at a facility full of people who thought marijuana was a magic bullet. It is what it is. I mean, the marijuana today is not what we experience when we were growing up. I say we. I'm looking at both
what
of y'all.
To? Yeah, right. Hannah Hill. Well, hey.
But it's a stronger. It is what it is, and that's a gateway drug. And if you say it's not, then I can show you 150 people who it is for.
So you still think it's a net negative, even as more. There does seem to be traction. Even Roger Goodell said that they're open to science proving or not what it can do therapeutically. So you're saying that it's still the negatives outweigh the positives in your eyes?
Well, I just know from experience and what I've seen, and historically, it is what it is. And I've got a ton of people that used it as a gateway to other substances, that were harder and more addictive.
What do you actually do on a daily basis, other than tell your story,
right,
other than have, you know, put your name on things and brand things? What is the boots on the ground, day to day work of helping players, helping people with these problems?
Well, we develop a relationship with the Player Care Foundation, with the NFLPA, with matter of fact, we've even been working with baseball assistance team. We've been helping former major league players get sober too. But on a day-to-day basis, it's working with these guys. All these guys come in with the same, and I'm not a clinician or a therapist, but these guys come in with the same issues. You know, they're treating chronic pain, or they're treating underlying illnesses the best way they know how. You know, because we as athletes have that warrior mentality. We're taught to suffer in silence, take care of our own business, and do whatever it takes to get through the day.
That's Tampa Bay's model.
Yeah, well, yeah. and guys have been doing this their whole life, and even when they're in the depths of their substance abuse, you know, they keep, you know, they out of guilt, out of shame, out of denial, they don't reach out for help. And I know during my addiction for many years, you know, I never reached out for help. You know, I always thought I had it under control. Of course, I was losing everything. You know, houses, jobs, relationships, cars, everything. And that's the ugly side of addiction, and it happens to everybody left untreated.
Now, how did you pull yourself out of it? Because you mentioned, I was going to say that for those who don't know, you were in the middle of this. You were a guy. You're the one of the guys that you would say, what does he know? Well, I think he knows quite a bit about what happens here when you're addicted to something.
Right. And, you know, my addiction started when I played for Tampa Bay. The older guys taught me to do whatever it takes to stay out on the field. And one of those things was taking handfuls of pills. And, you know, I played 10 years. And the last 2 years of my career, I played in a complete blackout. I don't even remember my last 2 years of playing in. And I was playing entire NFL football games. And I would come around later in the evening and realize, you know, that I'd play the game and I'd have to wait till the next morning and watch it on film. But I always played good. And I had so many enablers in my life. I had team doctors, team trainers, teammates, fans. Mm-hmm. And all I had to do was play good on Sunday, and that allowed the addiction to go on for another week. And I always played well. But I never thought I'd take that addiction. Well, you know, I justified it back then. I wanted to feed my family. I wanted to be the best center that ever played. You know, I justified it so many ways. I just never thought it had developed into what it had, and I would take that into my private life. And that's when things spiraled out of control. And, you know, I didn't have those enablers anymore and all that. So things got pretty hairy there. And in the end, it was, you know, it was a series of events. You know, my daughter wouldn't let me see my grandson. That's what it had progressed to. And then the death of Tom McHale, a guy that I played with in Tampa Bay, doing the same things that I was doing. He just didn't wake up one morning. So, you know, every bottom has a trap door. You can go further, and that's about where I was. And in the end, you know, I would have never hurt myself, but I was ready for the next handful of pills to be my last. It had gotten to that point, and I didn't know how to reach out for help. I didn't know who to reach out to, and I got in touch with the NFL, and the rest is history.
So, Randy, it's difficult to talk about, perhaps, because so much of this is taking responsibility for one's own action, confronting that, and understanding what is indeed in one's control. Yet the clinical aspect, with every day, the more we understand, and we've spoken with Chris Nowinski, we've spoken with some of the doctors who've been involved in studying the actual physical changes to the brain that can occur just through the routine of football.
Right.
That how maybe there are some things that no matter how hard someone tries, no matter how responsible, that there is how do you sort of interdict there and say this is where we can help, even if things are getting to the point actually physically and clinically where no matter how hard you try, it may be something that you need more help with?
Well, I think that's always the case. You know, these guys can't do it alone. They don't know how to do it. And I think you have to. These guys are coming to me. You know, they're self-medicating for chronic pain, for the way their head feels. You know, it's all those issues. And how can you even begin to deal with the CTE or the traumatic brain injury until you've removed this substance? And that's our job. You know, over the last 6.5 years, we've been able to help hundreds and hundreds of former athletes, and that's what keeps it real for me. You know, it keeps me sober working with these guys, because I can see how bad this disease of addiction gets. And Vance is, you know, he's one of our miracles. This guy's been unbelievable. And
he was gone long enough to lose another Super Bowl.
Oh. I mean,
where did he go?
Well, they started quick on that, didn't they?
They started fast, brother.
Vance Johnson joining us. He is also part of the pro recovery team, along with her other guest, Randy Grimes. Vance Johnson, former Denver Broncos wide receiver and part of the Three Amigos.
That's me, brother. How
Mark
you guys
Jackson,
doing?
Ricky Natiel. That was fun. That was, you know, people talk about Cam Newton and all of his celebrations. What would they have thought of you these puritanical times?
Hey, brother, now? I had the Vance dance going on. That's back right. Then. I'll tell you what, I think he's just a phenom in the game. And the fun he's having is pretty contagious, especially on the East Coast. And it's going to be quite the feat to go out there and beat those guys. But I remember back in the 80s, we lost three games.
That didn't happen.
I'm hoping those guys aren't thinking about that.
By 170 just, to 5.
No, one of those games I remember, though, you were pretty spectacular, though. You had like a
Giants, yeah.
Okay, 120 yards.
Randy remembered for you.
Yeah, 120 yards, actually, and a touchdown. So I was excited. It was the game that we should have won against the Giants, and we were winning 10-0. Unfortunately, they came back out and beat us up and broke all kind of records. That happens against the Broncos.
What would you tell either one of these locker rooms before a game like this about what matters, what to remember, and how to make sure that it's something special regardless of the outcome?
I guess the first thing is just to enjoy the moment. Now 53 years old and been blessed to go to three Super Bowls. I remember the first one, standing on the sidelines, remembering when I was 7 years old, always wanted to be in this position. And even though we lost the game, not very many guys get a chance to go to the Super Bowl. The other thing is don't watch television, because you start believing what you read and what you hear and what you see. And that was really hard, and that's what happened at one of the games. I think it was against the Giants, where we went in at halftime. Elway was watching. I forgot which broadcaster. They were talking about how John Elway choked most of his career with the big games, especially back in Stanford.
Wow.
And he went out there and started throwing the ball in the ground and everywhere. Wow. Yeah. Horrible.
Come by and kill you, John Elway. Here's you say that.
Yeah.
So,
my goodness.
What has your role been in the pro recovery team, in similarly or differently?
Hey, just
from
called
Randy?
You one of your miracles.
Well, the first thing was to realize that my life had become unmanageable. And after almost dying because of alcoholism and prescription pills and a little bit of other drugs, I ended up in a coma for 26 days. And when I woke up, I still was kind of in denial. My ex-wife had reached out to the NFL and contacted Randy Grimes at Behavioral Health of the Palm Beaches, who reached out to me. And I lied to him for 2 or 3 months, telling him that I thought I could handle this myself and that I was okay. He was no pressure at all, but I realized that a former professional athlete who had gone through the struggles and the journey of recovery, if he could do it, then it was possible for me. And by the grace of God, I was able to be alone, get the tools that I needed to start a life of recovery, because you don't just get sober going to rehab. You have to realize with your life being unmanageable, there's nothing you can do against that drug or alcohol that's going to keep you from not dying. You can't go socially use anymore, and it's time to make a difference. And so I'm just here, that poster child who was in the deathbed, now sober now for 29 months, and it's my dream to just reach out to all those who are struggling with addiction, especially people that are listening to your show. Yourself and everyone out there has someone that they're related to who struggles in addiction.
I want to know, before we let you go, first of all, it's bhpalmbeach.com for more information. bhpalmbeach.com. Should people be worried about Johnny Manziel? Is Johnny Manziel, when you start looking at this particular path, the pathology, what is being said about him, what the family history is, all the enabling, I mean, there are so many alarm bells here from at least my perspective, from your semi-professional perspective here. What do you see going on with Manziel?
I see it getting worse, you know, before it gets better, until this guy gets in some kind of a accountable environment, some kind of structure. And, you know, you think back about Josh Hamilton. You know, here's a guy who's having the same issues, but whenever he got somebody to be accountable to, somebody that stayed with him, you need help getting over the hump. I know recovery taught me how to be a man again, how to be a neighbor, how to be an employee. You know, the basic things are what I forgot how to be. And I think that Johnny needs that too. He needs some structure. He needs some accountability. He's not actually in recovery, obviously, you know.
No, we've talked about this for, 16 weeks now, because we saw him. We watch him from a distance just continue to fail. Just like if you have a knee blown out in the NFL, you have to rehab. You got 6 weeks to go to rehab. Then you have another year until you're back in the saddle again. In the same respect with addiction. You just can't go to a 28 or 42-day facility, come out, and be sober for the rest of your life.
He doesn't seem to want to.
That's what he does. He went to treatment, and
there's family money. There's a history in the family going back generations of bad actions without consequences. And you just wonder, where is the step in? Where does somebody come in and say, this has to stop?
Well, and that's the one thing all addicts and alcoholics respond to is consequences. And they're coming. You know, he's fixing to lose. He's fixing to be kicked off the team. I mean, that's going to be consequence number one. Who's going to pick him up, and then when's it going to happen again? So, yeah, consequences are coming. That I can promise him.
And hopefully families will start detaching with love and let him understand that he's going to have a changed mind to change. He can save lives, actually. He's in a perfect position to stand up and say, I have a problem, and it's about change.
But a Johnny Manziel in recovery, I would want him as my quarterback.
There you have it. Randy Grimes, the former Tampa Bay Buccaneers center, Vance Johnson, the former Denver Broncos wide receiving great, and the pro recovery team. For more information.
And Randy never made a Super Bowl, right?
Oh, you just had to throw them in.
I just
wanted
to check.
I don't think he played a playoff game.
My best record was 6-10. Let's just get it all out there right now.
6-10.
6-10. My best record.
That was a good year.
I'm trying to think.
That was a great year.
Well, what year was that?
I hate all y'all.
Who was that? Was it Jerry Goldstein quarterback?
Maybe it was the throwing Samoa and Jack Thompson.
Oi. Jack Thompson. Oh, my God.
Going way back, huh? Oh, Steve DeBerg. Yeah. Steve DeBerg's a Bronco.
That's right.
It's
bad there, too. BHPalmBeach.com.
Or Athletes in Recovery. Check us out.
Athletes in Recovery.
We appreciate your honesty and your time, my friend.
Thanks for having us.
Okay. Thank you for coming by.
Vance Johnson on Facebook.
Randy Grimes, Vance Johnson, our guests on Boers and Bernstein on WSCR The Score.
Dan Bernstein here.
And Terry Boers.
We'll be live from the site of Super Bowl 50 in San Francisco now through Friday, 1 to 6.
Talking to the biggest, fattest names in football. So don't you dare miss it.
Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com.
Chicago's sports station.
From the Super Bowl in San Francisco, I'm Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Well, here's some good news. This might be my last Johnny Manziel take for a very long time, maybe ever, because the Browns apparently are finally done with Billy Football. They can't officially release him until next month, but they did issue a statement officially cracking him yesterday. Even the staunchest dog pound optimist cannot argue with this. You just can't keep a player who has quit on you and does not give a damn about you. He spent his last game ever as a Brown in Vegas, and I'm not sure that guy stepped out of a bar or a club since. We all loved watching Manziel ball up in college, but at some point you flip the switch and you become a pro. Johnny's not just a bus QB, he's the college bag who will not leave the keg party. Cleveland has made some terrible quarterback decisions, but dumping Billy is one of their best. I'm Jim Rome.
Visit the new Governor State University. Discover more at Open House. Tour the campus. Meet with an advisor. Monday, February 15th from 10 to 2. GSU is the place for your education, your future, and your success. Visit govst.edu/openhouse.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Why do people love The Big Bang Theory more than any other comedy?
What a stupid question.
It not only entertains, it informs.
CBS Thursday. Whether you're looking for smart or funny.
Am I being weird?
Yes. And that's coming from me.
Have we got a match for you?
Sounds kind of perfect.
Can I get a what?
What?
Close enough.
It's TV's number one comedy.
I just got chills.
Yeah, I know. Pretty exciting.
Catch The Big Bang Theory CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit?
Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Guys, Valentine's Day is coming, and you know you need a gift. For the price of a dozen roses, you can give her something she'll love forever. A Lovey Buddy from Vermont Teddy Bear. She'll think of you every time she snuggles in. Lovey Buddy is no ordinary bear. He's 3 feet long, has some of the softest fur around, and is as snuggly as can be. You need to see him. Check him out at VermontTeddyBear.com. He can wrap around her for a hug just like you do, cuddle for a nap, or be great support when she curls up with her favorite book. He's more than a Valentine's Day gift. He's a snuggly companion for her to cuddle up with anytime. Get her the gift that will always remind her of you. A Lovey Buddy from Vermont Teddy Bear. Remember, Valentine's Day is February 14th. Delivery is guaranteed. Visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR and tell them The Score sent you.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Call now, 847-852-4144, or visit them online at numale.com. Call New Male Medical Center, 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. New Male, the experts in men's sexual health.
Go places.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
And at 2:22 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Boris and Bernstein, we are in Press Row, Radio Row, Super Bowl, and you know, we've got a guy here who can fire us.
I don't think so.
So you be careful with your stupidity.
I was researching
yes,
it.
He,
I,
yes,
well, if I can fire you, I can also promote you.
There's no, no help for me.
Me, maybe. Him, no. We're joined by Sean McManus, chairman of CBS Sports on the Boris and Bernstein Show. You have to be proud to see all this branding, what it still all means from some very humble roots to something like this 50 years later.
Yeah, it's we were there for the first Super Bowl in 1967, and we're there for the 50th. So the heritage and the importance that the Super Bowl has to CBS is really pretty special. And we began actually promoting Super Bowl 50 on the Monday after Super Bowl 49. We ran our first promo. So it has really been an incredible company-wide effort to wrap the entire CBS Corporation around the Super Bowl and vice versa. And now it all comes down to, Sunday. And someone asked me a little while ago what I was looking forward to most at the Super Bowl, and I said Monday morning. When it's over, no wardrobe malfunctions, no blackouts. There's a lot of pressure because whether we're the most watched ever, we know we're going to be the most watched this year. It's going to have an audience probably in excess of 110 million people, and you want to make sure you have a clean show and do a good job. And there's a lot of pressure on you. The more pressure now because of social media. Everybody's got an opinion. Everybody likes to express their opinions about your commentators or your coverage, most of which is negative, as I'm
sure
you guys
say. Don't forget,
express
outrage. The number one choice of expression on social media is some sort of convenient outrage.
Exactly right. So anyway, we're excited, and we're pacing ourselves. It's a little different in this Super Bowl because you've got two cities involved in it. So we've been kind of in San Francisco and in Santa Clara back and forth. I had dinner in Santa Clara last night with our production team and then drove up or was driven up last night. I'm here today and tomorrow, then back to San Francisco. Back to Santa Clara, probably on Friday night. But it's been a fun week so far, and you got to pace yourself.
Now, when you sit down, you mean drinking wise or just tip a few back when you sit with the production people?
There was some red wine last night. Yeah, we're far enough away from the game that we can have a little red wine. Yeah,
close absolutely. Enough to some really good red wine too.
Yeah, I bet too.
And that big CBS expense account. When you look big picture, when you have your meetings and you ask your smartest people, what don't we know? What's next? What's coming? What do we need to see? And specifically what I mean is, with all the excitement, with the insane numbers that football does, it's almost counterintuitive to the drumbeat that we hear about the game, about the danger of the game, about everything. Every next NFL headline of some arcane court case involving whether it's deflated footballs or somebody being punished for something, it doesn't ever seem to matter. At some point, when do those divergent paths matter? When does it matter that youth sports is discontinuing football? When does it matter that everybody knows football is bad for you? Because lately, we're not seeing it in the math.
Ironically, you're seeing the opposite. What you're seeing is all of the controversy, whether it's the really unfortunate stuff like a Ray Rice or some other stuff, it actually adds to the interest of what's going on in the NFL. And the NFL now truly is a 12-month-a-year product. I mean, if you watch SportsCenter, more often than not, whether it's April or whether it's around the draft or the combines, it leaves the SportsCenter. Some of it's bad, as I've said. Some of the player safety issues, some of the player behavior issues are not good, but it doesn't seem to affect the ratings. And I tell our guys that, we're going to cover all those stories honestly, as we always do. We talk about player safety. I don't tell our guys to pull any punches when it comes to talking about that or player behavior. So we're very upfront about that. When it comes to the game, we're basically producing the game. That talk about that stuff normally is in the pregame or before the game starts. Once you're into the game, even the Super Bowl, I tell our guys, we've got 70 cameras, we've got 1,000 people out here, we've got edit suites, we've got mobile units. The field is still 100 yards long, and there's still 22 guys on the field at any one time. It's a football game, and
But the product's different, though. It is with the same game now. Even though it's the games have more stoppages, we have more confusion over the rules. We have more a lack of awareness of even the coaches look at each other and say, "Can I challenge this or not? Remind me of the rule." There's so especially the Thursday night product is difficult because there's guys who aren't fully recovered yet. There are challenges. There are headwinds here, even though that field's the same size with the same number of guys.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that totally, but I'm not sure there is more controversy necessarily around the officiating, because in the past what you had, when there was a call that people disagreed with, there was no third party to go to. It was a bad call or a good call, and that, right. that generated a lot of a lot of controversy also. But I can't argue with what you're saying. There are a lot of factors out there that we are dealing with that weren't dealt with heretofore in NFL football. So I think, you know, listen, you can look at all the negatives. You can look at the officiating. You know, you can look at the fact that the games last a long time. It doesn't seem to affect certainly the ratings. No. We had our highest rated AFC championship game in 29 years. Now, obviously, we had Peyton Manning going against Tom Brady probably for the last time. But our Pittsburgh-Cincinnati game, which was not exactly a thing of beauty to watch. I mean, it was a lot of, you know, our guys use the word disgraceful. But it generated really high ratings. And I'm not saying we're turning a blind eye to all these negative aspects of the game. But the game itself is still a pretty darn good television product.
But CBS Sports, though, when the value of sports, what we know about viewing habits and about how others can, whether it's Netflix or any pre-produced right. drama, people can fast forward through commercials. They're not as exposed as potential consumers. The one thing you have as the sports guy makes you a very powerful person within CBS. When you've got college basketball and you've got the Masters and you've got right. the Super Bowl, that people are actually watching commercials, and that makes you the golden boy.
They are. Well, I'm not sure I'm the golden boy, but I'm fortunate that I run sports. And I used to run news also, which is a whole different story. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about a different kind of career running a news division. But it is true that the only two products on television that really demand live viewing are news and sports. And obviously news, you're sharing news coverage. If I'm covering a convention for CBS News, I'm sharing that coverage with ABC and NBC and Fox News and MSNBC. You know, we're the only network carrying the Super Bowl this coming Sunday.
So
we
know
we've paid a lot of money. We have earned it. No, it's not free. We've earned it. But you're right. I mean, though, as the television universe becomes more fractionalized and people are DVRing everything and not watching commercials, sports is the last really bastion of entertaining program that people watch live. And that's part of the reason why my boss, Leslie Moonves, has decided to invest so much money in sports. Not to lose money, because we make money in most of our sports properties, but because it really is something that distinguishes our network and the live networks from everything else that's out there.
So we always say Roger Goodell is questionable about a lot of his decisions. He makes decisions and he makes the wrong decision. Then he decides, oh, that's not right. Maybe I better do this. But, you know, he promised to make the thing a $25 billion industry, and he's doing it. I mean, he's well on the way, thanks to CBS and others who contribute to it.
We are contributing to that effort.
Yeah, it's like, why would I, if I have a job that pays me $44 million a year, and I'm just short of it, why would I do anything? You know, I mean, and he's sort of back, he's not been as much in the spotlight this year as he's been in the past, but the business continues to grow.
It does.
You can't lose on football.
You know, we really can't. You can get good games and you can get bad games, but year in and year out, it is the, by far, most attractive programming in all of television, not just sports programming, in all of television. And Roger's got a very, very difficult job. He's got 32 bosses who have their own list of priorities. He's got to protect the shield, which I think he honestly, in his heart, that is what motivates mm-hmm. him. You can, you know, question decisions that he makes. You can question decisions that any businessman makes.
Sure.
But I think his heart really is in the right place, and I think his goal is to protect the game. And again, he's dealing with situations that crop up every single day, and no one's going to have all the right answers. And has he made mistakes? Of course he's made mistakes. But I think his motivation and his goals are exactly aligned as they should be. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, we pay him $1 billion a year to broadcast the NFL. But I actually believe that.
Sean, thank you for taking the time
to
join
us. Okay, you guys
are
great. Thank you.
Good luck with the broadcast.
Yep.
Thank you.
Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, 2:31 for the Score Update studio.
So what does it mean to be in this position, be leading a team in the Super Bowl, when you realize that you probably dreamed this back when you were a young boy?
You know, it's confusing. How can I reword questions that I've been asked so many times? Golly, it's nothing, pretty much has changed.
It appears as though Carolina quarterback Cam Newton is ready for Super Bowl Sunday when the Panthers face the Broncos. Dan and Terry have more from the Super Bowl in just a little bit. College basketball.
10 seconds remaining. La Mamba misses a three from the right side. Is this going to happen? Garrett the rebound. Providence will allow Billy Garrett Jr. to dribble out the clock, and it has happened. DePaul knocks off 11th-ranked Providence. Blue Demons 77. Friars 70.
Exciting stuff last night in Rosemont. Zach Zaidman painting the picture right here on the score. For the second time this season, DePaul beats a top 25 team. This time, 11th-ranked Providence, the highest-ranked team DePaul has beaten since knocking off number 5 Kansas in 2006. Next up, DePaul at Creighton Saturday, 12:45 start right here on the score. Tonight, Illinois at Rutgers. The broadcast on the score begins at 5:30. Bulls in Sacramento, they're looking to stop a 2-game losing streak. Hockey, 20-game suspension for Calgary defenseman Dennis Wideman. That's for hitting a linesman last week. Subway has an amazing deal going on for the entire month of February. Get all of their classic footlongs for just $6 each. All of your favorites, like the steak and cheese, chicken and bacon ranch melt, and the Subway Club for $6. Subway, founded on fresh. I'm Zach Zaidman. You're listening to the exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 50 when the Broncos take on the Panthers. Coverage on Super Bowl Sunday begins at 3 p.m. on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
20 games and you almost kill the guy? That's pretty good.
How many did Tom Lysiak get? Wasn't that also 20 or 21? 20.
But that was like, poof,
no, yeah, but
the board, you could have killed the guy.
Lysiak just put his stick behind the guy's knee and knee. Flipped him.
Well, yeah, a little bit of that.
But that was dangerous.
For the love of God, that's a crime. Poof.
20 games.
On the boards?
You get a quarter season for that. Unreal.
God.
Hockey. We're looking forward in a moment to having a conversation with Bart Scott, and because he's always a delight, the pride of Southern Illinois. But we set a new record for any Super Bowl trip that I've been on, a new record last night. We got in, we threw the bags in the room, and I said, Tanny, meet me up at the bar, and then we'll have a couple drinks, then we'll go out to Jack in the Box, which we did. And it was not, seriously, the very first person who sat down at the bar was a hooker. That's a new.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah,
absolute new record.
Hooking business.
New record. I mean, usually, you know, the second night, third night, depending, you get downtown, wherever. Hotel bar. There's like 4 people.
Well, you don't
there.
Think they're media hotel. They're at the wrong place.
Somebody's got any money
in general?
Any money or any tumescence to speak of?
Any tumescence? How's your tumescence?
Don't have either one.
Can't say.
Even if I wanted to,
maybe
I couldn't.
We'll check. Maybe we'll check with other.
But here's the thing, though, is that. Maybe I'm crazy, but if you're going to try to sell yourself as a sex partner, lose some weight. I didn't mention it. I was nice about it because I mean, the big fake eyelashes and the whole thing and falling out of her top and sitting there, and I'm thinking, you know.
Falling out of her top.
And she's like, oh, where are you visiting from? And I said, well, honey, I'm visiting from anywhere. And she said,
yes, you are. You lied.
No, yeah. So she said, well, I just assumed your visit. I said, well, yeah, I'm from Chicago. She said, oh, Chicago. Yeah. I said, well, where are you from? She said, I'm from San Francisco, born and raised. And I said, oh, what do you do? She said, I'm just looking for something to get into. I'm like, oh, boy. Okay.
Hey. How about a car?
Exactly. How about Jenny Craig? I mean, a program.
Get into a car.
Because then I put two and two together. I'm thinking, this is just not a good look. This is not, it's really not your best salesman. Hey, how's it going?
See, this is why I don't
want
to
party.
On, right?
And I'm thinking, no, I don't know what really you're selling me here. Because it's not, hey, okay.
How are we doing?
It's not Billick. Brian Billick, male prostitute. All right, how are we doing? Let's do this. All right, you got the money. I got about 10 minutes. I got 8 of these to do.
I wouldn't have expected
I did 9
that.
Of these yesterday. I got 8 to do today. Okay, let's go. How are we doing? But no, I was looking like, come on. It was kind of sad. But hey,
I've
you know
seen
what?
That kind,
but,
by the
but,
way.
But you know what? She knows her business, right? I'm sure it works. I'm sure it's...
yeah, I've had been approached by the big fat fatties, and it's just bad karma. It's just like, I don't want... You know, if I want to be smothered, I'll go under a pillow. You got... We need to take a break. Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Mowing. And Hanley here. Right now, you are listening to Boars and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us.
That's right. We're live at 5, talking about Chicago's hottest sports stories.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
We wake up early just for you, Chicago.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Call now, 847-852-4144, or visit them online at numale.com. Call New Male Medical Center, 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. New Male, the experts in men's sexual health.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
We're talking about potentially millions of jobs.
At the conference out in Davos, the World Economic Forum, they issued a study, and the study is looking at just the next half decade. So it's a short term, 5 years through 2020. And their estimate, through surveying employment people and technology people and looking at the world through the prism of 15 developed and emerging economies, is new technology probably will add about 2 million jobs that don't now exist. They probably will take away more than 7 million. And again, that's conservative. So there's a net loss of, you know, more than 5 million jobs. And what's more, even if your job isn't eliminated by these things, you know, maybe close to a third in this country of the jobs that exist now, the top skills that will be demanded of those jobs will change.
Tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM.
This week in music history. Big Punisher died of a heart attack at age 28 this week in 2000. This week in 2012, Whitney Houston was found dead at the Beverly Hilton Hotel, submerged in the bathtub. And this week in 2013, Lady Gaga was forced to postpone her world tour after sustaining an injury which left her unable to walk.
Great marketing techniques that cost less than a cup of coffee? They exist, and you may be surprised at how effective they can be. See them now at CBS Small Business Pulse, powered by the world-class news and information resources of CBS and created in partnership with Office Depot Office Max. The CBS Small Business Pulse gives you the tips, insights, and inspiration you need to help your small business grow. Visit CBSPulse.com right now. That's CBSPulse.com.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com. If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So how did that just feel?
Feel great. Poetic justice. We know we were a much better team than we came up and represented ourselves. And we were f***ed off. We're just ready to come back and show what type of defense, what type of team this was, what kind of character we had. We take a lot of slack. People gave us no chance, like we barely made it in the playoffs. We're a good football team.
It looks like this team played with anger all day. Why, Bart?
For all you non-believers, disrespect us, talk crap about the defense like we ain't the third best defense in the league. All we hear is about their defense. They can't stop a nosebleed. 25th in the league, and we the one to get disrespected.
Congratulations. See you in Pittsburgh.
Can't wait.
Back to you.
There he is, ferociously crazy, Art Scott.
Oh, that's one of the great post games.
One of the great of all time.
In NFL history.
That's one of the great of the greats. And that's exactly what it comes down to,
can't stop a nosebleed and the whole thing. Yep. And the guy that you heard talking was Bart Scott, who is making his way over here. He's going to be part of Super Bowl today for the CBS family.
We're really an important part of the CBS family, in case you haven't noticed.
I don't think that's the case, but I think...
Come on.
At least we're on this side of the rope. And that's why we're on this side of the divider, which is...
I like being near the people. These are my people, football fans.
Yeah, you don't want to be too close to the unwashed
masses. I like
masses.
Being near the people.
You should have been there last night with a giant hooker, because you would have had some fun with her.
Bart Scott has landed.
Yeah.
He smelled that?
Look, hey, I got sanitizer if you want. Hook me up, man.
We'll get you some sanitizer because, you know.
It's too much stuff going around.
Yeah.
We got people in Motel 6s and stuff, man.
Oh, they got the Zika virus in Georgia now. So, yeah, go ahead and use some of that stuff. Take off all your bling and get yourself sanitized.
Yeah, we're going to bling him up.
Yeah, Bart Scott, who will be part of the pregame with Super Bowl today. Are you all right? You're germ free. You're like I am. What are these sort of microbe phobic?
Hey man, people out here doing some strange stuff. Yo man, y'all ain't gonna hear about me in no Motel 6.
Well, how about the guy's brother is involved in a prostitution sting and they send him home? It's like, dude, I understand if you're Eugene Robinson,
but you know the crazy thing is he is home. He's from here.
Ooh, that's part of the problem.
So he knew where to go.
His brother knew. His brother had it set up. Like, bro, I'm on a different level of prostitutes than Motel 6. I subscribe.
See, I don't think the Super Bowl starts until there's a hooker involved. And it goes back to Jeannie Robb, who is he here somewhere? Isn't he?
I think he spoke to the team. He just was in the wrong locker room. He was at Carolina. They should invite him over to Denver.
Well, you know that day we're covering that Super Bowl. And Eugene Robinson was just going off about, and I was a lowly reporter at the time, you know, harvesting sound, and he starts talking about his religion and the Lord and the Lord and the Lord, and I turned off my tape recorder, and he got right in my face, and he said, "Oh, you can turn off your tape recorder if you don't want to hear about God. You don't want to hear you can turn it off, but you'll be hearing in your ears." And then that night,
the Lord is my shepherd; He know what I want. Miss Parker.
And the next morning, I pick up the paper like, "I'll be damned."
Miss Parker.
But you know, guys,
that's a little movie reference for y'all, so don't like calling me Sam Barty saying, "Lord, my shepherd." That's a movie quote.
Guys get crazy at the Super Bowl, though. I mean, when it happens. People are excited, especially a young guy like that, you know.
Hey, you got to understand, it's people here, and they waiting for you. They waiting for you to get here. They've been planning this out for years.
There was such a desperate hooker last night, they approached him.
Well, she was sitting in the She didn't actively approach me.
He's like a silver fox, man. You know what I'm saying? Like you got that long dough. Pull out the AARP card.
No, but for this woman, you need like a hydraulic crane to get her out of there.
I think they got Apple Pay now. You don't even have to put no money up. Just use your Apple Pay account.
Just scan your
Apple
phone.
Apple Pay, if this goes viral, I need an endorsement.
Now, we just played your after the game round, one of the greatest of all time, easily one of the greatest of all time, and you were ferociously crazy when you played. Where are you now?
I'm somewhere in between. It's on and off, and I tell people all the time, it's hard to transition. You know, all my life I've been aggressive, I've always been physical, and I've always had an outlet to get that out, and mm-hmm. Now you don't have that outlet. And no matter what, nothing I can do outside of the football field can take me to that point. Or can make me prepare that way. You know, when I was playing, you know, I would train and my mind would go to another place. And sometimes when I train with my old trainer, he tries to push me to that point. But I don't have the end result. I don't have the game. I don't have the competition. I don't have the confrontation. You know, so I don't know. Maybe, you know, and maybe that's why Herschel Walker became an MMA fighter. Maybe that's why he decided to push a bobsled. Because we're always looking for ways as athletes to test ourselves and to test our limits. And people say, well, now you're older, you can't do that. You know, we see it as another opportunity to prove people wrong. And I think that's why Peyton Manning is continuing to play, because he wants to continue to prove that he can win with his mind, that he's good enough where others have failed for him to succeed.
You are the first former athlete that I have heard use a specific word in this discussion. It's one we've had often. The difference between competition and confrontation.
Yeah.
And that's where we saw it in Chicago in Michael Jordan, who's pathological. I mean, a genuine crazy person when it wasn't necessarily about winning. It was about winning, but it was also about ruining you, destroying you, whoever was across from you. We saw it in his Hall of Fame speech.
It's a battle of wills.
Even in his Hall of Fame speech. So that is the essence of it for me. When the psychology of some high-level athletes.
We're wired differently.
It's not just winning. Yes, it's not the achievement. Man,
I don't want to win. I want to destroy you. I want to humiliate you. I want you to have no doubt in your mind that I'm the better person. I'm the better human being. I'm the better athlete. That I don't care what we were doing. You can't beat me in anything that I decide to be great at.
Why do you think that?
Because I'm better than you. Simple as that.
Always...
Because I'm better than you.
But when did you...
And I'm willing to sacrifice more than you. I'm willing to put more on the line than you. See, it's no secret. And that's why as a linebacker, the play that I loved the most was the ISO. No tricks. He's blocking down. He's blocking out. I see you. You see me. It's like two Rams battering heads, right? And at some point, it's going to hurt both of us. But in my mind, I'm willing to die to prove my point. Are you?
Is that a healthy human way of looking at the world?
That's just the way I look at the world. At some point, it's all competition. You're trying to be the best announcer that you can be. Or you're trying to be the best analyst you can be. You're trying to be the best, you know, radio personality that you can be.
No, we suck.
No, we gave up on
we're
that.
Bad. No, you just like, oh, forget it.
Yeah, we're bad.
We've learned how.
You're just in cruise control.
Yeah, we don't have it. Not in our DNA. We suck at this.
Well, in athletes' DNA, that's what we have. And that's what makes us great. That's what makes us compete. It's a gift and a curse. Because what happens is that same competition you have off the field, and you compete off the field. You know, I do a financial literacy program with Morgan Stanley, and Antoine Walker's a part of that. And he couldn't keep the competition on the court. He had to have the best cars. He had to get the cars first. He had to have the best clothes. He had to have the biggest entourage. He had the ball the best. He had to have, you know, you go into some of these clubs this weekend, and you're going to see pockets and groups of athletes. And they're going to be trying to outshine the other, right? They're going to try and make sure they got the most girls, that their spot is hotter. They got the most bottles. And that's what happens. So it's a gift and a curse. And you have to decide which of these events or which one of these competitions are important to you.
That's why I always love it when you see somebody who is a terrific player who doesn't evince that kind of behavior. Like Matt Forte is an example. I think he drives a Toyota Camry.
And
he lives, he's got like his three-bedroom condo, and he saves his money, but he still can play like you're talking about.
But we all have a vice, right? And what I've noticed and what I've realized is that we all waste our money on something. And I'm sure it's something that he loves that may be more valuable to him than it is to me, be it art, you know, be it, you know, anything, collecting cars or old school cars or something. We all, but we have to make sure that we keep it in perspective and don't leave ourselves vulnerable.
What was yours? What did you spend some money on?
You know, for me, I love, you know, I just got into cars. I just got into older cars, you know, with my stepdad, but that was later in life. For me, I loved collecting watches. That was later in life. I think that was like after my fifth year. But for me, it's clothes. I love to dress. I love suits. I think, you know, to me, you know, your outer appearance. And this goes back from a quote that I've heard from Michael Jordan that, you know, it may be the first and only time that somebody that look up to you, admire you, sees you. And you want to make sure that you don't disappoint them. So you want to make sure that you always look the part. So when you see me out in the streets or you see me at an event, I'm usually on point, right? Because you never know who you're going to run into or who life you can affect. And, you know, unfortunately, the first thing that we judge is the outer exterior,
true.
Right? If I came here and I was all woofed up and I had a dreadlocks, you would maybe have an opinion about me, then I have to prove you differently when we sit down and we interact with each other.
You know, it's interesting. I think this week, and maybe it's calmed down now, Bart, but the reaction that all of a sudden, and we know why the reaction's coming, the people who are just casual fans or whatever, and maybe else to Cam Newton.
Right.
It's like they don't like them, or they don't like this, or they, you know, this kind of thing is going on in the women's light and writing a letter that goes viral.
Right. Perception is reality, right? And what happens is, I say it's an undertone. We can't ignore race, right?
Nope.
So we can't ignore race. I guarantee you, I don't know. I guarantee you that wasn't a black woman that wrote that letter, right? You know,
No, it was not.
And oddly enough, I think it's an undertone of racism or ignorance, but then it's also the, you know, the hate for the logo as well. So it's both. It's not just one or the other, you know, because she loves Richard Sherman, right?
Yes,
she does. Who really didn't win with class, right? That had a rant that was really, you know, saying derogatory things about, you know, his opponent. But she loves that, right?
So it's
the difference between the perspective. And that's what happens. We're like what Cam said, you're seeing something that we've never seen before, and that really makes people uncomfortable. And they don't know how to react to it. Because we're used to seeing if Cam was just another black receiver that was out doing all this crazy stuff.
They tried to make him one, believe me.
Right. So if that was just him as, you know, a black receiver doing that, nobody would have any problems. You wanna know why? Because we see it and we kinda expect it, right?
It fits a type.
It fits a mold, it fits a type. Now what happened, now what you're starting to see is the best athletes are deciding to play quarterback because the best athletes want the most money. And where's the most money? At quarterback. So now you have guys that's deciding to play quarterback that wouldn't normally want to play quarterback because quarterback has become a glamorous position. It used to be when I was a kid that it was all about being a running back. Running back was a position of glamour. And maybe sometimes the outside linebacker, and really it was inside linebackers too. You think about Singletary, you think about Ray Lewis, you think about Dick Butkus and so forth and so on, all the way back to Lambert, right?
Yep.
That was kind of like the star of the team. But now if you want to get your shine, you want to be protected, and you want to make hundreds of millions of dollars, you play quarterback. So the athletes are going to play quarterback.
Hey Bart, before we let you go, I want to go back to something you mentioned before about the isolation, about like two Rams, and I may get hurt and you may get hurt. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you are on record saying that you would or don't want your boys playing football, right? How do you reckon?
I said I played so my son wouldn't have to.
Okay.
Not have to, but if he decides to do that, which he did, he didn't decide. His mother signed him up, and, you know, I became the defensive coordinator of his team because I decided if he's going to do it, I'm going to make sure that he's able to protect himself, not being taught by some guy that read a book, Football for Dummies.
But does it scare you as a dad every time he plays? Does it scare you knowing the more we know about the game? And as honest with you as you are with yourself about your own instincts, do you worry about him, the apple not falling far from the tree?
Well, we know what we signed up for, and I give him the tools to make sure that he can be a high percentage decision maker, right? So I talk here, and we all know I've de-cleated people. I've knocked people out, and I don't apologize for that. But at the same time, I knew how to do it, right? I was a professional. And that's what's part of being a professional. Trying to become a professional is learning your craft. You're talking to a guy that played football ever since he was 8 years old, retired at 32, but I only had one mild concussion my entire life.
And is he like your son, by the way, in any ways?
His temperament isn't like mine. He's more reserved, but when he's angry, he'll – you know, he beat up one of my teammates' kids because he bit him, but he was provoked. So he has that in him, and every one of my children has that in him. But he's going to be much bigger than me. My wife is 6 feet, so he's going to be at least 6'4". He's built more like Terrell Suggs or that body type, yeah, where I'm in a different mold. I'm a 6'2 guy. He's going to be like a 6'6", 6'4", something like
wow.
that.
Well, Bart, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, we appreciate it, Bart.
Yeah, outside of Jason Goff, it's our second favorite guy from Southern Illinois University, probably.
I'll take that. I'll share with a fellow Saluki.
We'll put him ahead of Jordan
Goffman. It's only like five of us.
No, actually, in Chicago and radio, for whatever reason, there's a lot.
Well, you know, they have one of the best radio television divisions. That's about one of our only claim to fame, but it's all good.
Thanks, Bart.
My all pleasure. Right, Mr. Ferocious, we appreciate you stopping by. Still the same guy. See, that's what I want to see.
See, I was diaphragming breathing because I saw some people I didn't like. I was going to choke them, but I had to reserve.
Serenity now.
Nope, calm. Yeah.
Woosah.
That's Bart Scott, Bart, who is going to be part of Super Bowl today on CBS. Boers and Bernstein. More to come from the Media Center here in San Francisco, the site of Super Bowl 50. You have the score.
The Text Zone on 670 The Score is presented to you by Grossinger.com. Find over 4,000 vehicles at 9 area locations at Grossinger.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a 1930s gangster using Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Yeah, see? This Name Your Price tool really lays it all out on the table, see? All I had to do was tell her how much I wanted to spend, and it gave me options in one place, see? Makes all of it easy to see?
It's easy to find insurance that fits your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Only at Progressive.com.
I might need glasses so I can see more when I'm doing gangster stuff, see?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You had this once again, and then you spend a fortune because you wait on chocolate and flowers. But if you're a Boers and Bernstein veteran, you know that there's a deal here for you. And Pro Flowers is offering you, listen up, 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase.